over among nearly 100 British nationals on a list of people expected to be allowed to cross into Egypt today. Meanwhile, the leader of Lebanon militant group Hezbollah is due to speak this lunchtime. Military analyst Sean Bell says many fear he could escalate the crisis.
Iran funds, trains and equips Hezbollah. They do have 20,000 fighters, thousands of reserves, up to 150,000 rockets and missiles, many of which are able to go all the way to the south of Israel.
The sexual predator who killed law graduate Zara Alina in East London last summer has won an appeal against his sentence. Jordan McSweeney will now serve at least 33 years in jail rather than 38. Her family says it's disheartening. Elon Musk claims artificial intelligence will mean a future where no one has to work unless they want to. The boss of Tesla and X also raised concerns with Rishi Sunak about humanoid robots. Security Minister Tom Tugendhat's been reassuring people worried about losing their jobs in future.
Every time there has been a technological transformation, there's been somebody saying there'll be no more jobs. And every time there are more jobs. And the reality is there will be more jobs, there will be different jobs. Jobs that didn't exist 20 years ago are now mainstream, and we now have thousands of people achieving their dreams through various different ways that didn't exist.
A woman's appeared in court in Australia accused of murdering her former in-laws by serving poisonous mushrooms in a Beef Wellington. Erin Patterson's ex-husband survived. Prosecutors say she tried on four other occasions to kill him. Dozens of flood warnings are still in place across England after Storm Ciarán. There are also strong winds in some places. And it's understood British billionaire Sir Jim Ratcliffe is willing to pump £245 million into improving the infrastructure at Manchester United. He's reportedly edging closer to a 25% takeover of the club. And that's the latest. I'm Imante Falkenstein.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, 13 degrees, light rain and a gentle breeze. It should be quite clear this afternoon. The sun has gone in, a little bit cloudy. You might get a bit more of the sun peeking through the clouds a little bit later. 50% chance of rain at 6 o'clock. Overnight should remain dry. And over the weekend, rain tomorrow, possibly in the morning, about a 70% chance. And on Sunday, it's a bit sporadic. Can't really tell if there's going to be rain or not.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your...
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Got loads of your messages in about... I said to you, tell me a lie. You're either or tell me the truth. So over the weekend, are you doing something? Tell me a lie, tell me the truth. A lot of you have told the truth, I feel, except one of you caught me out because you put down something that I would expect you to be doing, but you're not. I'll be reading those out in a while. Coming up now, we've got Nishna. This is a Ukrainian singer who now lives in Norway. She's appeared on The Voice, so you know she's going to be good. The Voice of Ukraine, and she's on Facebook at Nishna.live and Instagram at Nishna. That's N-I-Z-H-N-A. This track is called Never Too Late.
Before I couldn't find the open door and felt like never more. But life is not so known. Don't be afraid of being wrong. No, no. Never too late to start your road. Even if you never will be strong. Be strong. Too late to leave behind all of these crazy shallow people's pride. Just fine. There's a special feeling how your soul's revealing. You will never feel alone. All your fears completely gone. Now it's your possession and it's very special. Life is rolling. Get it wrong.
obsession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and the guile.
Looking forward to seeing.
Liza. Liza and I. Oh, I love that song. I love that. That is Rufus Wainwright. Shall I try again? Rufus Wainwright, not Rufus Wainwright. I can't get my words out. Are we coming up to Bonfire Night soon? Is that happening over the weekend? Is that Sunday? Is it the 5th? Bonfire Night. Bonfire Night. There we go. Yeah, be very careful, Bonfire Night. You know, if you go to a display. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. It might be dry. But, the 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November. Try saying that with a cold. Remember the 5th of November. It doesn't come out very well. There are loads more coming up this afternoon on Phoenix FM. You've got Patrick Sherry coming up between 1 and 3 with 1-2-3. And Patrick's going to be speaking to Reverend Paul A. Carr, who'll be reflecting on his 15 years in Billericay and talking about his new ministry in Cyprus. I saw that news. Paul's held lots of fantastic gigs at his house, lots of amazing bands. He's really into his music, and he's moving to Cyprus. So I better get my friendship request in there, because I love Greece. It's going to be amazing. That's absolutely wonderful. Joe Bailey is here at 3 o'clock with local events, drive time sessions, guest the intro and great music. Then the Bliss Disciples at 6 o'clock this evening. Daniel Gregory presenting uplifting music for the weekend across the Asian genres and international borders. Then the Boss Paul Gold is here playing indie with a resurrection show, local acts and the occasional live sessions and interviews. And Andy Gilson is taking you up to 10 o'clock with the Golden Years, tracks from the 60s and 70s. Always great show there with Andy. Then tomorrow morning, back on Saturdays Where She Belongs, is Antonia Jones with the Saturday Breakfast Show. You can tune in to listen to her tomorrow morning. That's all coming up on Phoenix FM. Right, let's have some more music. I do apologise if I'm sounding very blocked up at the moment, but I have developed a cold again, which I'm trying to keep away from anyone else that comes into the studio. Let's have a little bit of Take That. This is their brand new track called Windows.
Place my hope with sadness. If I'm waking up the hardest, and every day felt the longest. Oh, blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted. Then you
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I do love social media. I like doing posts. I like doing videos. I like creating music. And I always learn how to use stuff. I never normally do courses on things. I have to pick things up as I go along. I'm like, I'm dreadful. If I get something, you know, like technology, I go, I don't look at the instructions. I just go, right, okay, let's use it. I've always been the same. I can't do it. If there's something I do want to know with anything I'm doing, like if it's, you know, videos, etc., I will go and have a look on YouTube. I'm sure I could lose if I should really do some courses because I do love creating stuff. But my friend's just laughing at me, Alison, saying about going out for lunch. And she's just said to me, why have you got a paper diary? What's wrong with you? Well, get into 23. But I do love a paper diary. I was saying to my other friend this morning, I have to have a paper diary. I have to have one. I don't know what it is. I love my phone, but I cannot put dates on my phone. I can't do it for some reason. I just don't. I mean, I should start to. I should start to do it. But for some reason, I like a paper diary. And that means if I'm out and somebody says to me, can you come out? And I have to go, oh, not until I have to go home and look at my paper diary. And they're like, why? Why haven't you got it on your phone? I'm like, I just haven't. I just don't do it. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. Obviously, I'm peculiar, but it's just the way that I am. Here's Danny Minogue. You won't forget about me.
I'll never feel the same. take my efforts high above red hills. Bones of ribbon, don't stop me now. Whites were blue, then went yellow. Feet, don't stop me now. Bones of ribbon in my hands. Whites went blue, then went yellow. Pull off the cloak, time off the wall.
Coming. just brings me down when I think of you now.
Is Gaslight Anthem featuring Bruce Springsteen with History Books. Just coming up at 12:33 on Phoenix FM. We've got some of the answers to the question of the day. So let's go through them now. And then we'll have a chat with Patrick. He's coming up next with his guest, Reverend Paul Carr. Always good fun when Paul's in the studio. Now, the question of the day really was a lie or the truth, okay? A lie or the truth. So I wanted you to tell me what you're up to this weekend, and I was going to suss out if it's a lie or if you're telling the truth. Some of you have been sneaky and tried to catch me out. I wake up a lot earlier to do that. So here we go. What are you doing at the weekend? Roy said, "Hi, Michelle. I'm 100 yards behind you providing medic cover for setting up the food and gift there at the Brentwood Centre. Unfortunately, I don't have a DAB radio in my ambulance or internet to listen to your show." And I said, that's the truth. That is the truth. Definitely. So say hi to Roy if he's next door. Jenny says she's probably ironing. I think that's a lie, I said, because knowing Jenny, she might be down Hotbox dancing or seeing a live band. But she said, actually, it's true, she will be ironing at the weekend. Spencer said, "I'll be presenting a very, very popular weekend magazine show on Phoenix FM." And he will be. He'll be here tomorrow from 10 o'clock. Spencer Carter. Anva said, "I'm building a sewer." And I said, true. I think that's true, Amber. And he is, because You're in Town, which is the play, is on at the Chelmsford Studio Theatre. And it opens on Tuesday. And he said, that's a shameless plug. You're in Town. I've never heard. That's probably the best play I've ever heard. Well, he'll be talking to me about it on Monday. Excellent. Belinda said, "I'm having a guided tour around a quaint historical thatched house." And I said, obviously, because that's what she does every weekend. She's always doing historical walks. She said, false. I thought I might catch you out with that one. So I put you liar. Liar. Bob said he's been preparing to contact the dead in a seance. And I said 50% lie. You never know with Bob what he gets up for the weekend. He's got a lot of things going on, Bob Simpson. But he's not come back or told me whether or not it's the truth. Carol said, "I'm in Brecon for my birthday next weekend. I finally got my moving date." Congratulations, Carol, is my sister's friend. True! Who's moved down to Brecon. My sister's moved to Brecon. And three of her friends have moved to Brecon. She's a bit like the Pied Piper, my sister. Her friends can't, but she lived in Worthing. They all lived in Worthing. And now they've all moved down to Brecon to be near my sister. It's a bit like a coven, I think. Daniel said, "I'm going to go out to work and go bowling for Saturday evening." And I said, that must be true. Because he said, yes, it is. Christopher said, "Watching the final night of my play." And I said, yes, that is true. Because I know Christopher is doing a play. So congratulations to him. I think there might be one more. I'm going to have a little check on my brunch page. Thank you to everybody getting involved, you bunch of liars. Well, you weren't. Most of you were telling the truth. I knew you were telling the truth, except a few people caught me out. A few of you caught me out. And Wojciech said, "Never a lie. I'm out over the weekend as much as I only can." And I said, absolutely true. So there we go. What do you think, Patrick? A lot of people telling little naughty lies there.
Well, you know, it's all for your entertainment, Michelle.
Yes, just for my entertainment. I'm the only one who listens. Thanks, Patrick. Now, you have got a tremendous show because you've got a fantastic guest coming
Yeah, absolutely. Paul Carr, who's been in a number of times. Rector of Billericay for the last 15 years and a bit of a music promoter as well. So a very interesting guy. And he's leaving Billericay and moving on and going to work in ministry in Paphos in Cyprus.
Wonderful.
So he'll be talking about his 15 years. No doubt we'll hear some interesting things that he's been up to and some of the people that he's had in his gigs that he's been arranging as well that he does at the church or in the rectory. And also what sort of things he's going to be up to in Cyprus. So that'd be good.
Yes. Yasu Polikala. There we go.
Wait, is that the extent of your Greek, Michelle?
Okay, legal Greek.
Okay.
A little Greek, yes.
Oh, I'm seriously impressed, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
So what did you just say?
I said, Yasu Polikala, hello, how are you? And then I said, I can't remember what it is. Milao Elenika. I speak a little Greek. I speak Greek-ish. Legal, yeah.
Okay, well, that's very impressive, Michelle.
It was. There's people out there going, no, you just ordered something.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's right. If, you know, if it turns up at the door, Michelle, after 1 o'clock, it's mine.
Never mind. And then you've got all your music as
well. Yeah, as forever. Yes, of course. So we will have the birthdays quiz at 1:45, where there'll be three artists who've had birthdays in recent times, play a track, do a few clues, and encourage people to email in radio@phoenixfm.com. It'd be lovely if we had some people who've never actually emailed in. Say some of your regulars, Michelle, if they hung on and decided to take part in the competition, would be wonderful. But that's 1:45, and then we'll have the vintage chart back at 2:30. And I decided to choose that myself this week, and we're going to go way back to 1967 and go all psychedelic.
Oh. If only me and you were born.
Absolutely.
You know, being born in the late 90s. We don't
we can learn about these things, can't we, Michelle?
We were obviously out dancing in the late 90s, so, you know, it's a kind of, you just have to look back and go, oh, the music then was strange.
Yeah, well, it's fascinating to look back at music from the past, Michelle.
Now, talking about music from the past, this has turned up on the playlist.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to play it, but it's by a band called Edison Lighthouse, who I believe only had one hit.
Oh, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
Here we go. Is this 70s or 60s?
No, it's about 1968, I believe.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow, there we go.
She's crazy.
Tom O'Driscoll, if you're listening out there, Tom, I know you said you listened to the show. You've sent me some messages about some music, but I can't actually get in contact with you because I can't find you on your socials. So something's happened where it's not working. I can't get you on Facebook or Instagram. So if you are listening out there, Tom, do get in contact with the show because I know it's about some music. I'll try and see if I've got your email at home because possibly, I think you sent it through on Messenger. But if you can get in contact, that would be great. And we had some updates on Edison Lighthouse.
Oh, Edison Lighthouse. Yeah, yeah. Actually, it was recorded in late 69, the first number one of 1970, for the 1970s in the UK. Yeah, number one in the UK and in New Zealand and in Ireland, and a big song in a number of other places, and surprisingly as well, number five in the States.
Wow.
So it was a big song.
And also, in those days, you would have made quite a bit of money from that song as well.
I imagine that they did. Let me just have a look here. In the UK, it sold 200,000 copies in the UK.
Yeah. Wow. You don't hear it on the radio very much, actually, but
no.
It came up on the playlist. I thought, why not? It's Friday.
Well, it's pleasant. It's all right.
Okay, it's all right.
Heard worse.
Meaning, Patrick, if you've been driving his car, he'd have turned it off.
No. You're far too young to remember Jukebox Jury or Roscoe's Round Table, where they used to play new songs, and then you had a group of people who would kind of comment upon them.
Right. I
don't know why radio doesn't do that anymore, but it used to be quite interesting.
I think sometimes what it is people don't want to be offensive.
Yes.
You don't want to be seen as bad by saying that is awful.
Well, you used to get... I think they did a revival in the 70s of Jukebox Jury. You can find it on YouTube, I think. And Johnny Rotten is on there. and he absolutely slagged off everything.
Yes. Well, he would do. Right, we've got some ads coming up. Not ads, we've got some lovely promotions,
Michelle.
Promotional voices for shows, including your one as well, and the bosses.
Okay.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in indie and alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new indie and alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Phoenix FM.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing a vacancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
And now, Brentwood. Let's have a little look. Let's have a look for Brentwood. Now, I've been reading this out quite a bit, and if you can help, that would be amazing. The Trussell Trust, Brentwood Food Bank, is part of a national nationwide network of food banks, which are supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Now, the Doddinghurst Road Church food bank actually catered for 199 people over the last week or two, probably more even since then, whose food budgets can't stretch after other commitments. So what they're looking for is lots and lots of canned goods. There'll be things like ravioli, meatballs, tuna, ham, things like that. Then you've got jams, biscuits, coffee, tea, pasta sauce. Then you've got soap, toothpaste, maybe bleaches, powder, washing up liquid, carrier bags. We've got a glut of carrier bags. You know what to do with, take them down, because they need them to put goods in. Also tea, shampoo, shower gel, things like that. It isn't just food, it's all the other items that add up. So if you've got anything like that, or you go doing a bit of shopping, you can put an extra bit in to the trolley, anything is appreciated. And it's brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, but you can find the complete list and all the details on our website, which is all the W's, phoenixfm.com. And remember, it's World Happiness Day today, so if you want to be kind to do something nice for somebody, give them a smile. It doesn't have to cost you anything. And United in Kind were here earlier, and you can find them across social media. So if you're, you know, possibly lonely, you might have depression, you might have you're having money worries at the moment, you might have a child with special needs, you can get in contact with United in Kind and chat with them, and they'll come up with solutions and other places that you can go to be supported. So don't be on your own, don't be lonely on this World Happiness Day. Check out United in Kind across social media. Just coming up to 12:48, have a little look at the songs. I think I'm going to play a bit of Wham to get us in the mood for the weekend. And if you're wondering what this music is, it's Ed Rowe with a track called Top Link.
Anything you want to, baby, but I know I'm
a Friday. To say a big thank you to Amy from United in Kind, who was my guest today, and also Natasha from the Chicken and Frog. Her interview is up online. You can find out about Mrs. Claus visiting at the Chicken and Frog bookshop and how you can get to come along and see it and get a free gift as well from Mother Christmas, as they say. That's all coming up for this month as well. Plus, I've got four guests in the studio next week. It's going to be a busy one, so I look forward to seeing you on Monday. Keep your dial sundial. Keep tuned to Phoenix FM. You've got Patrick coming up next with Guest Galore, great music, plus Joe with Drive Time, and then all of the fantastic shows for tonight and over the weekend. And I'll be back with you on Monday. I'm going to end the show. I don't know. Patrick, I just looked at, I didn't even know where I was then for a second. Patrick's like, well, is she, something happened? Just stop in mid-sentence as I collapse onto the desk. I'm going to leave you with the brand new one from the Condriacs, which is London Town, featuring Ed Rome and also Nick Van Eed from the Cutting Crew. Remember, Dying in Your Arms Tonight. Also, you'll find that I'm on backing vocals, just doing a little bit of warbling in the background as well. Have a fantastic weekend and be safe on November the 5th with your fireworks. Have a great one.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.